Moncrief on News Talk.
You wouldn't be a human being if you didn't get angry every now and again. But when you get annoyed, what's the best way to deal with it? Should you write a stern letter? Should you become thin-lipped and passive-aggressive? Or should you stuff it all down deep inside yourself until one day it erupts in a frenzied spree of seemingly senseless violence? News Talk's Don't Push Me Because I'm Close to the Edge correspondent Henry McKean has been just about keeping a lid on it as he researched this subject. Good afternoon, Henry.
Good afternoon, Sean. You're right. I am just about keeping a lid on it. Any moment I could just explode and into this red mist and I don't really know what happens.
Yeah.
And then it's just all I see is red.
I want to see it.
There's just, you know, there's
blood
swearing.
Everywhere.
There is.
Yeah.
And then I go for a walk on the beach to calm down. And
well,
I come
while
back,
the police are searching for you.
I come back 20 minutes later and I say sorry. But yeah, I mean, this Japanese study, they call it a hagidashira. And basically it's noting down a grievance and then writing it all down on a piece of paper and then actually ripping it up. And I know I've given you a sheet of paper.
You have, yeah.
And I'm going to ask you
which
to...
Which is Rob from the office now, is this your own?
This is actually from the Irish Defence Force's a notepad. I ripped it out of that.
Right,
and I didn't steal it from
them. Cool. Yeah,
it was a gift. I hope they don't mind me admitting that I'm using it to rip up. But it's making me feel good. It's made me feel better. But the idea is, you know, if you are dealing with an irritating boss and you're angry and you're annoyed, you know, it's best not to say it to them. It's best to actually just put it down on this piece of paper. I've got one here. Yeah. I've done it earlier. I can't read out what I wrote because people in the office will know, but I am going to destroy it. Here we go.
Yeah.
I'm just going to rip it up there. And we have to wait now to see if I feel any better. But yeah, researchers in Japan deliberately annoyed volunteers by asking them to write brief opinions about social issues, such as whether smoking in public should be banned, and telling them that their opinions were poor. The volunteers were then asked to basically spell out in writing their negative feelings. And the ones who kept the piece of paper, you know, still felt awful. But the people that ripped them up or destroyed them or burnt them felt amazing. And all the feelings went all together.
Okay.
And like, I know you're still writing
I'm
down
still
your
writing
hate.
Do you write down who all the stupid people are who are annoying you, or do you write down how you're feeling about them?
Both. Stupid people that annoy you in the workplace.
Yeah.
You know, people that you're angry with. You know, get those frustrations.
Yeah.
I know it's a big, long...
Henry, I don't want to complain. You've only given me one sheet
here's
of
another
paper.
Sheet. Here we go. Here's another one.
Because I can keep going here for... look, I've set it on... Okay.
You just keep writing, but we will introduce someone as you get down your hate on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
Here is Leisha McGrath, work and organizational psychology, transformational coaching, solving problems from the inside out.
Very often we're taught to shy away from or repress our anger. We're taught that it's somehow, in inverted commas, negative. But it's my personal and professional experience that anger is a really healthy emotion. And whether you want to suppress or deny it, it happens. And it happens for a reason. So the best thing to do is to learn safe ways to express it. Anger is a positive, but of course it needs to be constructively expressed. So I'm not surprised at all to read about this article and this study. I'm a psychologist. I'm also a shaman. And as a shamanic therapist, I know that energy moves with intention. And we would very often, in ritual, burn things that you wish to pass. But also, you know, make sure to scatter, you know, the ashes or the whatever back into the earth to be recycled, and then to think about what you want to welcome in its place. So anger serves, like all emotions, serves to highlight for us what's going on. There's a reason for all of these reactions, and it's not to shy away from them, but as I say, to find constructively positive ways to process them and to express them. Because if we suppress them, they tend to turn toxic, and nobody wants that.
Right.
Okay, so you're ripping up that piece of paper, Sean.
Yeah,
and you
there was a
wrote
lot there.
A lot of anger.
There was a lot there. Yeah.
Can we share with the listener what was on it?
Most of it would be defamatory, or I'd have to sleep in the car.
So you were angry with work colleagues and family. Perhaps
That would be two things on the list. Yes.
Did you write?
I mean, you know, there were maybe subheadings there as well.
Oh, right.
You see, like Leisha there, she's a shaman and a work and organizational transformational. That's a long title there. The thing is, though, you know, if you just write it down, that's like being pretendy angry.
Yeah.
If you're angry, Should you not be just allowed to be angry?
Well, I think so. I think you're right. I think you need to be angry, but you can't have a monopoly on angry. There's a certain person I would ring every day and she would say, I'm angry. And I'm like, you said that yesterday. You can't have a monopoly on anger.
Okay, yeah, you can be angry every day.
Sometimes. Yeah. Otherwise, it doesn't, you know, for example, my dad sounds Scottish when he's angry and he swears. Well, he is Scottish, but he swears.
Well, no, my father was exactly the same. Yeah. It'd come out. Yeah. What are you saying? Yeah. You know, it was that kind of thing. And suddenly he'd revert back, because most people thought he was Irish. He'd lived here for so long, but like the... little, you know, Edinburgh edge would come out there.
I'm going to send you to Dunfermline. There would be this anger, and it would just go, where did that come from? But yeah, I think robust conversations, just say what you feel and don't take it personally. The other person shouldn't take it personally. And clear the air with a coffee or a few pints. That really, really helps. And there's so much anger out there, as we know, on the streets, on any street in this country. Lots of blame game. I just want to say that Ireland's economy's never been so good and things are actually fantastic. Go to Scotland and look at the poverty, or up to Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
Anyway, people would disagree with that, but things are good. We're just told things are bad.
But you let it out, because like pretty much everyone who would know you, you'd think he was a very, very relaxed, amenable, lovable person.
Like, of course I do. I mean, like, when I grew up, I lived in Scotland, and if you looked at someone a little bit too long, they'd say, why are you looking at me like that? Don't look at me. I'm going to headbutt you.
Yeah.
And, like, I'd love to be able to say that here, but it just wouldn't work. You can't say that. that kind of anger, just this constant anger for no reason, because the shipbuilding never came back, and you're still angry. But, of course I get absolutely furious, and I meet lots of angry people in the streets, and they're in terrible, terrible moods, and they're angry.
What's an odd thing, and I often think that there's something like it happened to me just now.
Go on.
I was making a cup of tea.
Yes.
And you pull the tea bag out of the thing, and it's two stuck together, but one of them like disintegrated in my hands. Then there was tea everywhere.
The tea bags loose with the hot water.
Yeah, and so I cleaned it up, but like
I'm glad.
It's a small thing. It's an inconsequential thing. But it's really, really annoying.
And did you want to smash up the kitchenette?
No, I didn't want to smash, but I wanted to be able to say, you know. Yeah. But even if you make a sound like that, so people are looking at each other.
Everybody would
be
going, what's going on?
Oh my God, he's going on a psycho one.
I think it's okay to go on a psycho one. And you were angry with yourself, with the tea, with the people who made the tea and wherever they made it, and perhaps
Jakarta not really. I wasn't somewhere. Even, I was just, it was because it's just dumb luck, really, just a tea bag disintegrates. It's not, it's just
perhaps
general
you were
anger rather than it's focused at anyone.
Yeah, like you were angry about something else and you took it out on the tea bag. It could be that. And it could
that's not true at all, Henry. What do you say? But you know what I mean? Small things can somehow just kind of set you off.
No, they can. Yeah. They can explode. And you walk. Walking is very good for that anger. You do a lot of walking. But I don't know what to say, except maybe it's quite a warm day as well. It's a very warm day. Perhaps one of the warmest days of the year. 17 degrees in the capital. Anyway, here are workers.
I work in customer service, so it's a case of not being able to vent very forcefully. So you have to suck up a fair bit.
So working in customer service, you have to deal with customers basically doing silly things or complaining, and you've got to listen and bite your tongue.
Yeah, and present solutions then to overcome any objections that might be there.
According to a Japanese survey, they're saying if you write down your anger, how you feel, and then if you rip it up afterwards, you feel better. Would you try it?
Yeah, it'd be worth a try, but I can't see it working for me. I just tend to walk away, deep breath, and start again.
Do you bottle it up and then do you have a rage? Do you see red?
Sometimes, but then I vent with colleagues, you know, so you just share the experience with them and that gets it off your chest then.
And a pint helps?
Definitely. The more the merrier.
Do you have a temper?
Kind of, but like I wouldn't really express it like outwardly, but like if I was angry or something, I'd be really annoyed inside, but I'd just try like be the bigger person and just like.
Would you express your anger? Would you say I'm cross with you?
Yeah, but not in like a like aggressive way or anything. Just kind of try and be like calm.
I think I'm a little bit more outspoken about my feelings, but be pretty civil. I usually just try like burn off my energy.
So you might go for a walk.
Yeah,
or something.
Before I unleash it on someone.
And tell me about when you do unleash it. What could I expect if you wanted to get angry at me?
If something were to happen and I would just talk to you about it before I got angry. I'd get angry myself beforehand, but then I'd just be quite civil with the person.
There you go. That's a few workers there and what's annoying them. Somebody says RTE staff must have a whole load of shredded paper. Someone else says shouting, shout. When you're angry, shout as loud as you can. It's such a good stress reliever. And I agree it is. But you need to go into a kind of a soundless room. Or
soundproof room, yeah.
Yeah, or someplace where no one can hear you. Like, if you do it at the moment, like, people interpret that.
Do you know who has them? Republic of Work in Cork. It's a bit like WeWork.
Yeah.
They've got these soundproof little cubicles. They're a little bit like a phone booth, but they're not. And you can go into them and you can scream and shout and no one will know it. It's not for that. It's for like a Zoom meeting. But like they are...
Oh, that's handy.
You know, they're fantastic.
That's good.
But like...
Anna says that Davigi... Sounds like a 90s DJ to me. Anyway, Davigi, the meditation teacher, has a great video to teach you how to breathe when angry. It really helps. I don't know, I'm down with breathing. I think I've cracked that one.
Breathing is good.
Breathing is good.
Lots of deep breaths.
We'd be, you know, kind of a funny colour in dead. Hangry. When you're hangry and angry, says Mick. David says, my ex-girlfriend once told me I was passive-aggressive. I didn't realise it, but so grateful to her for putting me in my place. Now I don't let things get to me, so thank you to my ex, says David. Someone says, I'm not angry. That's in capital letters. The economy in Ireland is great, but the total waste of what we have by inefficiency makes me mad. You're splitting hairs there between mad and angry.
Mad is angry, isn't it? In America, they would say I'm mad.
Same thing.
It's very, very similar.
That's angry. Yeah.
But yeah, no, fascinating to hear what the listeners are saying. And of course, everyone has the right to be angry. Everyone has the right to be absolutely furious and raging about the new thing, whatever the new thing is. But, you know, just keep it together.
Yeah.
You know, we're here for a long time.
Okay, but like, are there random things that make you angry?
Yeah, there are small things that make me angry. There are a few things that push me over the edge. Dog poo, for example.
Mm.
I don't like dog poo on pavements. Like, for example, there was a lady... I won't go into the detail. Oh, sure, I might as well. Her dog pooed on my very small piece of front lawn and I was raging at her. And I said, could you please remove your dog from my front lawn? And she didn't take away the poo. And that really annoyed me.
Yeah.
And I had this thought. I wanted to pick the poo up and throw it at her. But I knew I perhaps could have been arrested for that.
That's probably assault with a deadly poo or something.
It was
I wonder what kind of charge would you get for that? Was that assault?
So there is.
You threw poo at me.
There is anger there. There is anger towards that lady and her dog.
If you had a plastic bag, you could have picked it up and then put it in her pocket. Or with a big piece of sticky tape with the bag, sellotaped it onto the back of her dog.
Mm-hmm.
Would that be assault?
Or I could have just said, madam, could you please pick up your dog poo? And that's what I said. She smiled and walked off. But
someone says, I'm really angry with one of my best friends. I can't talk to her until I get over it. I have so much to yell at her. I want so much to yell at her, but it would only make it worse in the long run. But I so want to tell her how destructive she is. Another text that says, I'm dating an Italian girl. I can assure you, you don't know angry until you've seen an Italian angry. I'd imagine that's true. But I think Italians are kind of
honest.
They're healthier about this. They can have the big blow up and then, I was angry
we're friends again. And, I hate passive aggressiveness.
Just
say it. Just say that you hate me. Just say it. And, you know, headbutt me. Just get on with it. None of this passive aggressiveness. Hate it.
Yeah.
A guy honked at me the other day in Tipperary. I opened up my window and I said, are you okay? I couldn't.
I like that. Did you say it in a Scottish accent? Because sounded like a bit Scottish.
But so I do. Of course I get angry. But yeah, street noises. Street noises put everyone in a bad mood.
I've got drilling in the background. That makes me angry. What sends you over the edge?
Probably, there's not really street signs around here, so you can't find where you're going.
Well, welcome to Ireland. You're from Australia. We are improving on our street signs, but there's still not that many of them.
No, I think someone's stolen them.
Oh, that's what happened.
I think so. I don't know. They're on the maps, but they're not on your street building. So we walk around being lost half the time. That's cool.
And it doesn't make you angry?
There's a pub somewhere. It's all right.
Jerry O'Brien, you're a cab driver. at times I'm sure you get a bit cross, a bit angry with the passengers, with the pedestrians, with the cyclists, with the other motorists.
Yes, yes. I do let a few expletives out. It's wrong to bottle it up too much. And a few deep breaths and sighs if I have a passenger in the car. But as soon as they go out of the car, I do let a few serious expletives out, and then I feel much better.
So you would wait for the passenger to leave, and then you would F them blind about them.
Exactly.
And what about traffic jams? What about other issues you face? High cost of fuel and stuff like that. Do you get angry about that?
Well, of course I get angry about that, but these are business costs, and that's just business, so you have to get over yourself, you know.
So swearing and shouting.
Yes.
On your own, that helps.
Big time.
What makes you angry?
Silly people.
What do you mean by silly people? Who's
silly
a silly
people
person?
Oh, God, my husband. He gets agitated over the silliest little things, and I just laugh. I think it's so funny.
So he gets cross, he gets angry about the small
things.
Yeah,
and I don't.
And what do you get angry about?
I don't really.
You're quite calm?
Yeah, most of the time.
And you're drinking a very large coffee. That helps?
Yeah.
It calms you?
Keeps me going during the day. My soy latte. It's lovely.
Right, soy latte hardly constitutes a caffeine hit, really.
Well, I got her through the day. It was a massive, huge one from Costa.
Oh, right, one of those.
It was like an extra large. It must have cost about €7.50.
Oh, my God.
Then an extra 70 cents for the cream.
Someone says the best way to get rid of anger is to punch and kick. Get a punch bag and leather the shite out of it. Best therapy you'll ever have. I can see that. Eric says, what makes me angry? Finding a car parked across two spaces in a nearly full multi-story car park.
Yeah,
that you can understand that.
I want to do when they do that. I want to get my car and basically wedge them in, even if it means scratching my car, just to make them pay.
So they
that is quite passive aggressive.
Yeah, that's aggressive aggressive. I would have thought. It's pathetic when people refer to their former partners as their ex. If they're former, they aren't anything. Okay, I imagine there's a story behind that comment somehow or another.
I had a friend like that. Ex, anything to do with them, got ripped up, put in a black bag, and then was just taken away by the bin man. And that person's probably the same, helps them cope.
Yeah.
They're gone, dead to me.
A few comments on dog poo women, as we now know. I followed my neighbour home with their dog poo and left it on their doorstep. So annoying. Someone else says, just bring the poo back to their house and return it in the letterbox.
Wow. Now that,
that would
aggressive.
Be escalation, though.
That would. I mean, what's next?
Serious escalation, yeah. You know. Nothing tests my patience like inefficiency. The man who works at the coffee shop and my dart station each morning moves at a snail's pace for 7 years. 7 years! I wanted to shout at him to hurry the F up. Now that is one day, you know, there'll be a confluence of events and that man's going to reach behind this.
It's going to be like that movie Michael Douglas falling
down.
Oh,
that's what it's going to be. Oh. Now, you did try the paper thing, Henry, and how did that work for you?
Yeah.
Do you feel better?
I do. I mean, it's all ripped up here. I do. I actually feel relieved even talking to you about the things that make me angry and the things that made me angry today. I do. I actually feel this weight has lifted. I know it's sunny outside and all the rest of it, but I feel great. How do you feel?
Yeah.
Still feel a bit angry?
No, I still feel angry. I think, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. Probably part of me wants to hang on to a little bit of the anger.
Do you like the anger? Does it motivate you?
It motivates me, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Ben Dunn said that. He said, you need an enemy to motivate you.
And, you know, probably do, actually, yeah.
And it's true, you need someone to hate, to get.
Yeah, or you kind of need your pain. It defines who you are, your pain.
It does. But anyway, we're sticking with anger. Here is Dr. Karen Ward, psychotherapist.
This technique has been used for a long time by many counsellors, psychotherapists and psychologists. And it comes from a very old and shamanic ritual. Think of the Samhain bonfires, when people released into the flames that which no longer served them, to use that expression. It's a really simple way to give the angry feelings somewhere to go, to prevent rumination and thinking about it over and over again. So it provides an end to the anger, to write down whatever it is. And as the Japanese study said, okay, it can be a work-related situation, but it could also be a family member. It could be a friend, a colleague, your partner. So write these down to release those feelings. But, and this is really important, burn it immediately and, of course, safely, because you do not want this hanging around so that the person that it is directed towards could actually read it. That would bring a whole different set of circumstances. But yes, writing down, digging the pen into the paper, putting down with all those words, venting your spleen onto the page, and then safely pick up your matches or your lighter and burn it in a safe vessel, and then whew, walk away feeling that sense of release and that sense of moving on.
Right, okay, that's that was all very calming. We all feel more centred now. I went to a course a few years ago and the director told us to smile when we were feeling angry and it will help us. Biggest load of rubbish ever. I look like a smiling, crazy person when I do it. Couldn't agree more with that. Dave says, I had my car stolen and my bike stolen and the bike made me way angrier than the car. Yeah. Interesting. Isn't that interesting? Space. I wonder why. It was probably maybe the bike meant more to him or something.
Or maybe it just pushed him over the edge.
Yeah. Or maybe his car was stolen and all he could afford was a bike. He had to go and buy a bike and then somebody. No wonder he'd be more annoyed.
And the car was insured and maybe the bike wasn't.
Oh, God.
Mm.
Yeah. Good point. Poor Dave. Space invaders annoy the hell out of me. Not the 80s in Aliens. The people that don't give space in a queue. You move a few inches to get away from them and then they move up too. Or the ones that are by your side in a queue. Okay. Yeah,
I understand that. I mean, there's a lot of Spanish people on the streets of Dublin today on tours.
Yes.
And the Spanish don't get the whole space thing.
Oh, no, they don't.
And they're on top of you.
Or you know, get out of the way thing. Or that, like, there's only so much room on a pavement.
Oh, they just block. And they're very welcome because tourism is great, but they block up every little bit of space.
Yeah, it's interesting when you're on the station for the Dart and you see the Italian or the Spanish students arrive and then everybody else moves to the other end.
Total invasion.
Because of the yakking. I think it's a good idea to get a psychologist on to talk about screaming. When you're angry or very upset, screaming may temporarily make you feel better, but you're only reinforcing the pathway for the anger. The best way to deal with anger is to calm yourself down and try and think rationally. Says Eddie. Of course, but the anger has to go someplace, Eddie. Where's that anger going to go? John says, put the dog poo into a paper bag, put it on the culprit's doorstep, light a banger, ring the doorbell, sorted. I think John has tipped us into total illegality there now, anyway.
So that's basically like a poo explosion.
That's a poo bomb.
Poo bomb?
Yeah.
That's anger.
Also, we should point out bangers are illegal still in this country. When I was doing my Leaving Cert over 40 years ago, I got home from an exam to find my dad, who gave me a sledgehammer and led me to the back garden where he had removed the old toilet. Go for it, he said, and left me. Best thing ever. God, your dad's a genius. That actually would have been
brilliant. What a lovely thing to do.
A great thing to do. Mm. People who don't have money or card ready to pay at supermarket checkouts make me unreasonably angry. Yeah.
I'm like, where's my card?
Some people actually seem unsurprised and then have to find their wallet. That's like, you know, you know, you're in airport security and then you're queuing for 20 minutes and then the person in front of you gets to the, you know, and go, oh, sorry, I have to take things out of my bag and take my belt off. And, oh, my God, yeah. Shoes, you have to take. Oh, my, I didn't know that. Leaving the list lying around for your significant other to find sounds like the start of a Richard Curtis movie. Which is too true.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.